welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Gen 1 Manifestation Coach, and tonight I'm going to be talking about relationships and manifesting in relationships and how to stay in a God state of consciousness in your relationships, because that's really the key to being in control of what you manifest in your relationships. So the old paradigm, the old way of thinking about relationships is not taking 100% responsibility of your thoughts about the other person and about yourself and how that's interacting or and how that's creating a reality. So you are the creator of your relationship. At one level of it, of reality, it looks like it's a co-creation. It looks like, you know, the two of you are manifesting something together, and it looks like it's all happening based off of both of you. But actually, when you look deeper and you get deeper into the root of how things are manifesting, all of your relationships are just a reflection of your own thoughts. So if you listen to my previous podcast, I'm talking about how you are God thinking. So as God, God is one. There's only one. So your relationships are all being manifested from the perspective of non-duality, of the one God that you are. And other people are just appearing on the screen of your consciousness. So however your relationships and however people are showing up to you, that is based off of you and what you think and what you expect and what you've been imagining about them. So it's all 100% in your hands. Whatever you manifest with any person in your life is 100% in your control. If you have control over your thoughts about them and you and how that's interacting in your mind. It's all in your own mind, right? But then if you have the external stimuli of the person, then it's sometimes harder to see, because that will distract you, right? It can pull you out of what you're just doing in your own mind with that person. So the more subtle awareness you can have and the deeper inward connection you can have with yourself, the better you have control over what you manifest in your relationships. So the key thing here with relationships is to not give your power to the other person. Do not place your power outside of you. You are God thinking. You are God creating. You are God manifesting. Other people do not have a say in what you manifest at all unless you think they do. Okay? So you're designing your relationships based off of your thoughts. And you can design them any way. They can be the most magical, the most fulfilling, the most satisfying thing that you want them to be. But you have to think that way about them in order to manifest that. So there's a lot of limiting beliefs about relationships. I'm going to go over a few of them in this podcast. And these limiting beliefs keep us in a reality of creating that in relationships, right? A lot of people believe relationships are hard. A lot of people believe that relationships are always going to somehow end. There's going to be some kind of catastrophe. That true love and true companionship and fulfilling, satisfying growth with a partner. There's so many beliefs about how that can't just be normal and natural and easy, right? So we don't have a lot of external models of that. We don't have a lot of people that we see in relationships. All the movies out there, there's always problems. There's always problems. And when people fall in love, there's all these problems that happen. I mean, it's really dramatic, right? So all of that stuff is really bad brainwashing for you, for all of us. You know, and all the love songs on the radio, heartbreak this, heartbreak that, all of this junk out there is brainwashing everyone to manifest heartbreak all the time. And so it's really important that you come back into yourself, into your God self, and manifest your reality and relationships by changing your thoughts, changing what you are expecting from a romantic relationship and relationships in general as well. You can apply this to any type of relationship, but especially romantic relationships, we have so much conditioning that they're hard, that it always ends in some kind of catastrophe, heartbreak, that there is an end at all, right? So it's time to change all of that conditioning. And if you want to have a healthy, harmonious, eternally fulfilling relationship, you need to know that it's you who's creating that. It's you who's going to change your thoughts about this relationship, about your idea of what a relationship is, about what you think relationships are. It's you who's going to be doing that, not the other person and not the world out there. It's going to be you and your thoughts creating your perfect relationship. So, some limiting beliefs that get in our way, right, is that relationships are hard. There's always some kind of fear of abandonment going on. And all of these things usually are rooted in our relationship with our mother and father, our family system. So if you have, you know, parents who, you know, one of my biggest things with my family is I never felt like they got me, like they understood me. I knew they loved me. I knew that all my needs were taken care of. I knew that they were there for me if I needed something. But they didn't get me on a spiritual level, and they didn't really care about my desires, what I wanted to experience in life. So they didn't support that in me. So it's been very hard for me to shift out of that paradigm and that lens of seeing reality, because it's all I know. You know, when something is all you know, that's all you perceive and that's all you manifest, because it's all you know. It's all your subconscious knows. So I've also had this pattern of, if I am attracted to someone, especially physically, especially if there's someone who is physically attractive to me, there's an automatic assumption with that they're going to treat me badly. So if the attraction is there physically, then the automatic assumption is that they're going to be treating me badly, kind of like how the energy was in my family system. So I think Freud was correct in that, you know, what he said about our sexuality, our sexual desires are, you know, rooted in our family system and our first relationship with the opposite sex. For women, our father, for men, their mother. There's something to that. Not that it's always sexual, but the sexual energy creates that bond that we manifest from, right? We're manifesting. Sexual energy is very manifestational. It's that creative flow. And when we have these energetic patterns with our family, with our parents, we create these automatic assumptions about reality that love is this, right? And love includes that sexual energy attraction. And so whatever you picked up from your family system about what love is, right, that's what your subconscious knows love is, what you received from your family. And so then when you want to manifest a healthy relationship, a healthy, loving relationship, you're taking all that with you. You're taking everything you know about that first relationship you have with the opposite sex, your father or your mother. That is what you take with you into your relationships. So I know it sounds pretty trippy, but that's what's going on at that root level of our body consciousness, right? Who we are as a human. So these human relationships that we formed, you know, starting from when we're a baby, we learned these patterns. And then when we get older, we want to manifest a healthy relationship, get married, start a family of our own, and we're projecting and keep creating and keep manifesting these same patterns that we experience from our family system, because that's all we know. It's all we've been It's all that's been downloaded into our system. So we have to uproot that download and, like a computer, just uproot the download, clear out those old thoughts and old limiting beliefs by getting to know them first. First, you have to know what they are. You have to understand yourself, see them operating. Meditation is really good for that. Coaching, therapy, healing, all of those things are really good for that. Become conscious of what it is in your psyche that all your relationships, if they all have a certain type of pattern, and it will look different on the outside. It always looks different on the outside, but the pure root energetic level of it is always the same. You know, like for me, it's like I'm not seen and heard by the ones that I'm super attracted to. The ones I'm super attracted to always reject me. That's been the pattern for me that I have to overcome. I've been overcoming. So, that's a bad one, because it's like a catch 22, you know? No matter what I do, I will be rejected by what I'm attracted to, which is like exactly the opposite of what is supposed to be happening, right? You're supposed to, whoever you feel drawn to, whoever you feel attracted to, you're supposed to have the assumption that that's going to be a healthy relationship, that attraction is going to be returned, right? It's really important to have that assumption. Whatever you're attracted to is attracted to you. It's very important to have that assumption. So there's no doubt about, you know, what you're attracted to. Being able to trust what you're attracted to is really, really important in life, because that's our creative energy. That's our spiritual energy talking to us and telling us to go down a certain path. So take a look at what you've manifested in relationships so far. Understand that you're probably manifesting out your family system stuff in every romantic relationship you've been in. And if you want to create your perfect ideal relationship, you just got to get conscious of what that stuff is and what that energetic pattern is inside of you, and watch yourself project it out onto the outside. And then take your power back, realize, connect, and realize who you are, God, thinking. Connect with God, connect with your pure consciousness, and start to think of the relationship and how you want to feel in the relationship as the healed version of yourself. So what is that healed version of yourself, right? So for me, it's believing that whatever I'm attracted to is attracted to me. There's no need to fear what I'm attracted to. And then for you, it might be something like a fear of abandonment. If your mom abandoned you all the time, if your mom abandoned you, like, or if your father abandoned you, healing that fear of abandonment by realizing, okay, my subconscious is trained to this energy of abandonment. It's like normal to it. And I have to make stability normal. I have to make security normal. Abandonment is not normal. It's not something I want to manifest again. So I'm going to make stability, security, consistency, flow of mutual connection, that's the norm. So you can apply this to any pattern you have. Key is first just becoming conscious of it, watching it, see it operating. And then when you can see it operating, you can catch it, right? You can catch it with your mind. You can catch it with your awareness and change the thoughts. Change the thoughts. Use affirmations like, for example, what I said earlier, whatever I'm attracted to is attracted to me, or else I wouldn't be attracted to it. But if you're attracted to something and then you have all these thoughts about, well, this is going to happen, and know this, and this, abandonment this, and fear this, and all this stuff, right? All those thoughts, those are all just thoughts appearing from you, the source. The source is thinking. So then when you clear out those thoughts and you just have that pure, what I'm attracted to is attracted to me. This is a safe thing. It's safe. It's secure. It's stable. It's everlasting. It's meant to be. All those types of things. you can reassure yourself. And then when you have a ground, you have your footing in that type of thinking, right? It takes practice. When you can practice it over time, then your reality will start to reflect that. So again, you can apply this to, you know, the belief relationships are hard. Actually, if you start saying relationships are really easy for me, they're natural. I always know what to do. I always have harmonious relationships. Then as you start affirming those things, your reality starts showing you reflections of that, and you also get inspired actions to take to know it more further, to know it further, to know that experience further, and you just deepen more and more in that. So it's possible to create any kind of relationship you want. It can be as magical as you want it to be, as manifestational as you want it to be, as psychologically awake as you want it to be, as spiritual as you want it to be, and as, you know, happily mundane as you want it to be, right? So there you go. Enjoy manifesting in relationships. If you need help, a lot of people need help with this. It's a very deep issue. We have a lot of conditioning that needs to be healed around relationships. And again, don't listen to music that's about heartbreak. Don't watch movies that's about heartbreak. All that stuff conditions your subconscious to not believe and not feel that relationships are easy and harmonious and everlasting, and that you can trust them, right? Okay, so if you need help with any of these things, you can feel free to reach out to me. Go to my website, thebutterflysoullifecoaching.com, or shoot me a message on Instagram. I'm Jen Wah, Manifestation Coach. Thank you so much for listening. Please share this with a friend if you think they will find value in it. Namaste.